You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Quan.
It's Dan.
It's Mia.
We're back.
We're back.
All right.
Bark, bark, bark.
Okay.
You almost sounded like a chicken there. Bark, 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 bark.
We have
is
chicken
all
on the
you
brain.
Hear chicken noise these days. Yeah.
It's fresh on the mind because I just visited some chickens this weekend. So I was helping take care of someone's chickens. So it's just fresh on the
real
mind.
Chickens.
Quan has
real.
A side hustle these days.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed.
You can sell the eggs for a lot of money right now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there's like a bird flu going on.
Yeah.
Like gold right now.
They really are.
Like, eggs are super expensive and you're limited to only like a few dozen eggs.
That's right.
Yeah,
a few dozen. One dozen.
No, yeah. you can buy at my local Trader Joe's.
You're only allowed to buy one per person.
Mine's like a little more. Whoa. I got two the other
day. That's pretty good.
I got two dozen.
Wait, how much did you buy it for?
No, normal. $7.99, $6.99.
Okay, first of all, $7.99 for a dozen is not normal.
Is that little or a lot?
A lot.
That's a lot.
No, I mean, that's the normal price for eggs, guys.
I know, but we're just saying in general, the principle of like having $7.
Oh,
eggs.
Yeah, no, but in New York, it's
I know.
It's
no,
there's
but also you can buy
$10
for like $3-4 at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Oh, see, yeah,
oh,
I don't
that's
have a
where
Trader
Joe's. That's where they limit you.
You see,
probably.
See, that's normal, and like I don't live near a Trader Joe's, so I've been paying $7 for eggs.
You're,
for like
you've
five
been paying
years.
Fancy eggs
for
you've
one.
No, they're
fancy
just regular eggs.
Like, oh my gosh.
That's my boat. That's like the store here.
That's why you got to find people who have
with chicken
eggs
coop.
With chickens and who will share their eggs with
you.
Yeah,
you better bring us some eggs next time.
You got to find the right people. Yeah. You might say your tribe.
My tribe.
I like what
chicken
you're trying
catchers.
To do there.
Yeah, I see that.
Today,
I see what you're trying to do.
Today we're talking about modern tribes, guys.
Like indigenous tribes?
It's a good question.
Tribes?
Okay. We're talking about this concept of people are like, oh, I found my tribe, blah, blah, blah. I think that, you know, in the olden days, it used to mean a very specific thing.
Yeah, very, like,
olden
very
days.
Specific day, yeah. Very specific thing. But really, we're just talking about how do you find your people, your modern day
such a
whatever,
broad
group, tribe, whatever you want to refer to.
Well, this,
because today... Yeah. You know, it can be like people would consider like online communities. People find like, you know, their people on an online community. Maybe it's at work. Maybe it's at school, you know, this type of stuff. So like, let's say like earlier, you know, if you're in school and you have, you know, you're growing up, there are some very structured, you know, things that you're a part of.
Yep.
So it makes it a little bit easier maybe to find your people. But one would say like even in high school, how do you find your people? Like in high school and school, it can be hard too.
Right.
And particularly like when you don't have like those structured
things
anymore.
When it's post-college and you go to say a new city.
New city.
Like when you guys came to New York.
New country.
Right? New country.
Yeah.
Like when you guys came to New York, were you in search of a tribe?
Well, I think. No.
Mia's like, no. We gotta keep it in there.
Keep it in there. Don't cancel us, everyone. We are no disrespect.
Keep it in there.
We're just talking about.
No, I had something better in my head before.
Oh my god.
As in, like, when you say olden days, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't mean any disrespect, but like when we say tribe in the olden days in China, like your tribe.
Yes.
Used to include like the such
your
a
village.
Big group
a village.
Of
people.
Your village.
Literally
yes.
A village.
A
your
literal
village.
Tribe.
Yes.
Tribe.
Yes.
Like my,
yes.
My wife's dad was from a tribe, like a small country village in China where the dad was like the chieftain.
Oh, wow.
He was the village elder. This is like modern China.
In the
70s or 60s or whatever.
And there are plenty that still exist today.
Yeah.
And so this modern way of talking about it, I feel so right. It there were very clear roles, I feel like, in the past, right? Like this is your level. This is level above. This is level above. But this is how we are all connected together.
Mm-hmm.
Usually because we're from the same place or where we are part of the same craft or like whatever. But in our modern day society, how do we find our people? Because people move around a lot and they go through different seasons.
Okay, so back up a little bit in that. One thing I want to point out is this concept of tribe, I think it's really interesting to talk about because one, I didn't realize this was a thing until I moved to New York. And I don't think in my age group, like younger 40s, we ever talked about this. We had, to me, there are many tribes growing up. Like, I didn't understand what this was. And then when I thought about it, oh, I see what they're talking about. Like, like-minded people.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, it's interesting to me because they're trying to find one tribe. I'm like, that's impossible. That's literally impossible because growing up, I had 8 different tribes. And you said the same thing. We were just talking one time and you were like, I forget why we were talking about this, but you were saying in college, you were maybe personal identity, right? You were hanging out with, and you can elaborate more, like the drama kids. And that was like your tribe there, right? And then when you got out of college, or whatever. And I had that all through my entire life, and I still have that. So I'm like, to find one tribe is impossible.
Do you consider your immediate family as like by default your tribe?
Not really. I don't. And also by today's definition of a tribe, family's like, that's not my tribe. That's, well, for some people it is.
For some people it's,
for me it's
is.
Not. It's a, it's like, that's my family. Like whether, because well, whether I like them or not, like they're my family. Because I don't like everybody in my family. I'll just tell you that right now.
So you're saying, so for you, it's like, it's not only like-minded people, but people you choose and like to spend
that's
your time
my,
around.
That's my definition. Yourself
with. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And that is the interactions are rewarding to some degree, like challenging or supportive.
Yeah, supportive.
Right?
I think
or
that's
fun.
A big one.
Like it could be any supportive. Combinations of those, right? But like, let's say like, you know, we're friends, but I don't have a tribe hat on with you guys.
It's true.
But okay, is that good or bad?
No, I mean, what do you mean by that? Me it's good.
I think that that's kind of like the modern take on it, right? Yeah. The modern take has not taken upon the roles of a tribe, right?
Correct.
It's just my people. It's just the people that I like.
But
I think
I'm an older millennial. So our definitions are different because like I have friends where we do, like Mia, we'll go to a K-pop concert, but I'm not going to go with somebody else.
Okay.
But does that mean they're not in my tribe?
I see what you mean.
We're just friends. We do different things.
Yeah.
But in the modern day definition, I see online like people post, oh, I haven't found my tribe yet. Or I found my tribe. Or like I have colleagues who, you know, clearly they have a very defined group of people that they spend a lot of time around. Very similar. Usually like it's a CrossFit community, a workout community or something, or a climbing community or something, running. And that's like their tribe. They spend most of their time with them. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that. And they found it. People are seeking it. But then I think the one flaw is if you're seeking one tribe, maybe that's the problem because there shouldn't, in my opinion, there shouldn't be one tribe in your life.
I feel like there are some people who, let's say they have a close group of friends who they call their tribe and then they do multiple different activities
That's another definition.
Whereas maybe for you guys, it's more like, okay, for, like you said, for to go see a K-pop concert, like you probably would go with me or like, and then that's for like other things, you would go with your other.
But also tribe. Life changes. Like we, you know, during COVID, we hung out a lot because there's nothing else to do, like around, right? And we have a tighter knit, but then everyone, like people get married, people, you know, move away, people switch jobs. So are you saying like you're out of my tribe now? No. Like, okay, it's just the circumstance, right? I find that the concept of finding one group, specific group that caters, usually it caters to your, like if somebody, if a really close friend of mine is like, hey, now I'm having trouble finding one, I'd be like, maybe you need to reassess whether or not find your goal of finding one tribe is what you should be looking for. Because even if you found one, that person in that tribe eventually
will leave.
Will have lesser time.
Yeah, lesser time.
So maybe
sorry,
they
that was too extreme.
Or they'll leave because they're like, screw this tribe stinks. I'm going to another one.
Or just literally seasons of life, right?
Because like if you, let's say you get married, let's say now you have another person in your tribe. Check out our first episode. Somebody got married. Hint, hint. It's Quan. What if they don't like me or Mia? And they don't. No, I'm just saying hypothetically, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you're like, oh, well, we're going to hang out less. But what if that was your tribe?
Yeah, that would be sad. That would be so sad.
Because that could have been.
Yeah, that's sad.
I guess maybe you should have made sure they're down with hanging out with your tribe.
And I think some people like do think about stuff like that.
They 100% do. They'll be like, you'll be like, what's important? Well, it's important that they
like my friends.
Not just like my friends, but don't mind that I hang out with them.
For sure, right. For sure.
And so that's one criteria, right?
Yeah. I think the way you're talking about it is a really good way to think about it, because I think when people are like, I want to find my people, at least the way that I hear that is, and I want this group of people to like be pretty not stable, reliable. Mm-hmm. I want, you know, like the show Friends, that's the tribe. Yeah. Like a lot of people are like, I just want to find like that friend group, that one friend group that I can always rely on. Stuff like that.
Do you remember
that.
What happened at the end of Friends? They all moved away.
After 10 seasons, Dad.
Yeah. 10. But that's the thing. Like 10 years sounds like a long time, but it's not. Right. And you imagine you go from your 20s to your 30s to your 40s to your 50s.
Yeah.
And by the time you're 50, you're like established with work. Hopefully you might have a family. So your 50s are nothing like your 20s, especially. Yeah. You're nothing like your 30s, let alone your
20s. Yeah. Yeah. Right? So I think the realization of like, hey, groups of people in your life will shift.
100%.
You will have less people or no people.
I think one of the worst pieces of advice I see online is when people write, like, let's say on Reddit or whatever, Quora, they're like, I can't find my tribe. And then somebody goes, don't worry, you will. Like, that's just people like, I found mine, you'll find yours. Like, that's horrible advice. I can't find love. Don't worry, you will. Like,
are you saying, like, what are they supposed to do with that?
Right. And also, you're looking in the wrong place. Yeah. If you're like, I'm just, you know what, if you want to find a specific tribe, just put out a note. Like, remember Meetup? Meetup was great because it would be like,
people do meetups.
This activity.
People still do it. And people especially like, I feel like if you have a dog, there's like 500 dog corgi meetups.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you love running, there's a million run groups.
There's a million run groups. Yeah.
And the thing is, and I understand the need for connection and human connection. So I'm not saying don't go and find like-minded people. No, absolutely. Especially if you go, I have clients who moved to the city and my advice to them is like, dude, go find these groups, find these tribes. But like, don't just find one tribe or like be like, why can't I find my tribe?
Or like, I think sometimes, because we were talking about this, it's easiest. I feel like one of the easiest ways to like find a group of people that you have something in common with and like are like-minded is an activity-based group
100%.
Or tribe, whatever. But I think that, and that can go on for a long time, but versus, right, like maybe like values based or like something more rooted, not to say that, you know, if you're only friends because of this activity, it's necessarily a more surface level connection. Mm-hmm. But I would say it has probably a higher probability that it will be just connected by this activity. And if that activity doesn't exist, you don't hang out, which is kind of a bummer. That would be a bummer for me. Yeah. But versus like there's some layers of not only are your lives intertwined because of the things that you do, but also you actually like, respect, want to spend 100%. A lot of time with the person. And then I think that takes time.
That does.
And like you said, it changes throughout your life. Not to say like people go in and out so shallowly. Some people will stick around and maybe you just see less of them.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And it's like, okay, let's say there's like maybe a small, tightly group-knit friends and couples and you invite people into your tribe and everyone gets along. That's fine. That's totally fine. And because those people all found their, right? But it's hard when people see that, they read about it and they think that that is what they need. And that might not be what they need just because they see it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I have a problem with. So when people talk about this tribe, finding your tribe, like if you don't have a tribe, there's something wrong with you. No. You know, maybe you just don't work like that. Or maybe you don't need that.
Or you've been looking in the wrong places. You've
been looking in the wrong places.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the concept of the tribe, now that I understand it, I've had so many tribe. And knowing that, like just in high school, for example, like, you know, simple things like, all right, I had like my nerdy friends, I had my jock friends, and I had my artsy fartsy drama friends. I had three tribes, like clearly defined. Most of them don't mix with each other. I mixed, right? But like
that's
the jocks,
an outlier. Serious, I feel.
Yeah, totally. Like the jocks weren't doing drama. Yeah. Maybe one or two would cross over to try it,
but not
that much.
Yeah.
Definitely none of them were doing like nerdy things with me, like chess and Pokemon cards and collecting things and building model airplanes and stuff.
My God, Pokemon cards are now back.
Totally.
Mia, if I told you, side note, if I told you the collection I had, I had my collection right
now.
Do
you still have it?
No, I sold it.
Do you have physical collection?
So I don't anymore because when I was a child, I had this insane collection. I'm like a collector, if you guys know, right? Of things. Especially when I was a kid, when I decide to collect something, like I go all in. So super tangent. I sold my collection as a child for hundreds of dollars at the time in the 90s, which would be like thousands. Like, to me, that was the most money I've ever made.
Yeah.
And that binder that I sold is worth probably millions today.
Yeah.
Because everyone online is like, oh, shiny Charizard. I had a binder of, I had nine of them. Like I would just flip.
And they're the most valuable.
They're the most valuable. So each one was like, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. And I just had pages of them.
What gives them the most value compared to other?
They're the scarcity, you know, like the scarcity of the cards and also the amount of fandom that they've generated. Right? Because like Magic cards, Magic the Gathering, aren't worth as much. Mm. But like the Pokemon cards is crazy because everyone in the world likes it. So
we can save that for later.
I have a question because you were saying, Mia, that like it's rare for the groups to be so cleanly, almost like siloed. Like there's the drama people, there's the nerdy people, and then there's the jock people. Is that? I actually have found as I have aged, I also like had that you know that experience, but we still all went to high school together. Right. So there was still that overlap. I have found actually for me more and more, my groups are a little bit more separated. They don't interact as much. And when I want to merge them, so that's something like at the wedding, all of our, like the friends that you invite to, when you invite people to a huge gathering like that, I had so many people from not only just different groups of people, but now it's also different groups of people from different parts of my life.
So you literally could say they're all tribes.
Yes, it was like different people. So for example, for some of these people, I was a bridesmaid in their wedding, but like I wouldn't say that we catch up a ton nowadays, right? So it was like these different types of people all merging together. And that, I think a lot of people actually have it's difficult for me sometimes to be like, okay, what if these people don't get along and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because at your wedding, you feel like, oh, they're so different. Mm.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's your wedding.
It's your wedding.
Once in a life. That one is fine. They're there. Yeah. But I think like just when you're hanging out casually, like maybe you, like sometimes it's like, oh, we'll do this activity with these people in the morning. And then at night, we'll do this activity. Mm. Because also like people don't maybe want to like mix. Come to the so I feel like, is it that rare to like have them so separated?
I'm saying like these he's the outlier one because
I'm
normally
the outlier,
one person doesn't hang out with
I hang out with
like maybe it's a more extroverted person
for sure. Like my cousin's wedding I went to last year, I looked, you could tell like pockets of his life, right? Like,
yes,
like I'm from childhood.
Yes.
You know, post 12 years old, like he went, he has his life, I have my life.
Yeah.
But then you saw like, okay, he was heavily into this, you know, this and this and then college. So all these different tribes.
Yes.
You know, and I would say, maybe from just his Facebook pictures over the years, I was like, oh, he's in this tribe now. He's in, but it seemed like also he didn't limit himself. Mm-hmm. Right. And then you make deep, like when you're, let's say you're doing this, let's say you're in CrossFit or you're in Taekwondo or, you know, my colleague, he does jujitsu, like you have a tribe, but then as you evolve, some people come, some people go, but you develop deep bonds, right? But you feel like you found something. Some people don't find that, right? Did you guys, when you guys came to New York, was this something on your mind to try to find a group? Let's not even call it a tribe, but like a group.
Yeah, people, just friends, like a group just of friends, people that you people, connect with.
Connect with, do stuff with.
Yes.
You know, like, was that for both of you like something you sought out?
Of course. Okay. I think one thing for me, I gave myself like the grace of time because I knew, so I had also moved to California before. Also, I'm not from California. That was even more. I knew less people in California than I had when I moved to New York.
Okay.
Like I didn't know like almost anybody. But I think, you know, you're out of school, you can't wait. Like I was like very excited. But it even, you know, I'm an extroverted person. I worked in sales, mm-hmm. like, you know, like with other similar age people as me. And for me, it took, I would say like six to nine months to really find people that I connected with.
Right.
And not to say I wasn't surrounding myself with people every day. Mm-hmm. You know, I was around people all the time, but I think this is what people mean when they are looking for people to connect with. It's like they want people, right, that they can jive with and they can actually hang out with.
Because just because you do the same activity doesn't mean you jive with them.
Exactly, right. And that's that belonging, right? That you belong somewhere and, you know, or and maybe you're not exactly the same, but like, you know, there's some, to me, it's like, to me, it actually comes back to the concept, the traditional Chinese concept of yunfen, like who do I have, like, what is this predestined relationship with? For me, that's how I really like connect with people. But I knew it took time. So I knew when I moved to another new place, one, it was helpful that I had you guys. That was really helpful. And like, we were doing this podcast. So that was very helpful. And then I had an office in the city, but I knew it would take time.
It sounded like you had a really good like grasp on yourself and that you weren't going to rush anything.
I was like, it was a lot of firsts for me too. Like I was living alone for the very first time, something that I would say is out of character, was out of character for me. But I was like in a new life phase and I'm actually so glad. I'm so glad that I really just like hung out with myself.
Yeah.
I was like, well, because then honestly, if you don't do it, you don't actually, I realized a lot of my baselines. Like this is how I, how Quan likes to live.
Mm.
And
then,
and like what, you know, and
this
then.
This is Quan time.
This is Quan time. And I didn't, I remember it was either you or Thomas, both right? Introverted people who are like, aren't you, don't you want to like hang out with more people? Because like, I think.
Because I know it was out of character.
Right. Yeah. And because I think that maybe you guys were surprised because I think you guys asked me, oh, like, what have you been doing?
Are you okay?
And I was like,
are you all right?
Like, I'm just like hanging out, like by myself.
I'm good.
And I think it was Thomas even. He was like, don't you want to like do stuff in the city? And I was like, I feel like I am.
What about you, Mia, like when you first moved here?
I think it was, okay, maybe just like take a few steps back. The reason I was asking if family by default would be considered your tribe is because family is like my primary tribe.
I definitely feel like that's your tribe, Mia. I definitely feel like your family is like, literally y'all weren't, you got like the same matching, like that's the Wajaya clan. I literally think of your family as a clan.
Oh my gosh.
How tight you are and I love it.
A dysfunctional clan.
It's a clan. Cause I
also because like me and my sister, I have two sisters, right? And then me and the middle sister, we're only 2 years apart.
We're very close in age.
Okay.
We're very close in age.
Right.
We live together in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
So we've always just hung out with the, you know, I feel like for the most part, our group of friends are practically the same.
Okay.
And also when I was living in California, I had some other like family members, like cousins that we hang out with on a regular basis. Okay. So that was my tribe at that time.
Yeah.
Coming here though, was probably the first time that I like truly live
branched out
of that family tribe cocoon that I was in.
Yeah.
You know, so but luckily I had people that I live with, I had people that I work with that now became lifelong friends.
So like for you, you already had one, so to say. So you weren't really searching for, you were looking for connection, but you weren't searching for like a group, right? Because you had one in your mind, like these people have, this is like my literal family clan.
Yeah.
So it was
I guess I didn't really differentiate. It was just like groups that I spend my time.
Cause with. I see that like you have different friends with different interests.
Mm.
You have a vast collection of friend groups.
I wouldn't say vast, but I see what you mean. I feel like for certain activity, I would go to probably like
different people.
A good example would be
for sure.
I recently was like, oh, should we? There's this 5K run happening. Should we go? So then I was like, okay.
I'm sorry, you're gonna do a 5K. You didn't tell me.
I haven't decided.
We're gonna go run it together. Right?
I knew it as soon as I said it here that you're gonna want to go.
I mean, I want to be a part of your running tribe.
I know, I know, and you are, you are. But the thing is, I know you're gonna leave me in the dust. So I need people who will run slash walk with me.
I will be next to you guys the whole time.
Okay.
Run with y'all the whole time.
Because most likely, I won't be running the whole time.
You're gonna stop.
I feel like it. I don't think I can run 5K continuously.
You might. I think you might be able to do it. When is the 5K?
Now that we've put this out there, it feels like a commitment.
When is the 5K?
Yeah, when is
May.
It?
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, where is it?
May.
No, let's sign me up. I'll sign up. Just
May
tell me.
What?
Just
May
tell
what?
End of May. End of May.
End of May.
Okay, where?
It was like this API.
Like 20 something.
Like, where's the course?
A pier, whatever. Like, it's by the water.
It's near us, right?
Yeah, sort of.
It's in the city.
All right, we're
going
to do it.
Mia is scared.
And then we're going to do a 10K.
Oh, no.
No.
Yes,
damn.
Yes. And then we're going to do a 15K.
Oh, no. My God.
Why do you have to take it that far? Oh, my gosh. Is this what our running tribe is going to look like?
Yeah.
I'd have to train.
But I'm just saying, like, I know that for these type of activities, I know which people would be interested.
Like, we've traveled together. Yeah. You've also traveled with other people. Yeah. You know, it's like, I think it's natural. And I'm not saying for people that are looking for connection, it is hard. So I don't want to downplay that.
Yeah.
I just think don't limit yourself to one tribe.
Yeah. I also feel like the type of connections that you have with different types would be different.
For sure.
Because like what you said, it could be interest-based, so then you talk about mostly your interests, or it could be like value-based, so that there's more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you're also limiting experiences that you might have with an individual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, and you're also not seeing someone for just their interests.
Yeah. True, because it's once you have that connection, whether it's based on shared value or shared interests, it's up to you how you want to.
Yeah.
Or how far you want to take it.
I would say, being open to just like seeing how you just connect with someone, because I think there could be, I'm thinking more about like what you're saying, Dan. I guess there are people who are, I just want this one group of people. Mm-hmm. And now I think about, there are people, it's like, I already have this group. I'm not interested. I'm not looking for friends, right? I'm not looking for people. But it's like, it's quite a, like, even if you already have your people, or if you don't have your people, if you're looking for like this one type of person, it's quite limiting to like the possibility of people that you could have.
But hey, if you found them, like, cause it seems like there's people out there that have found it.
Yeah.
And the interaction, and they're okay with it, and it brings them joy, and that's fine.
Yes, I agree. I think that it's fine. Yeah. I think that it would be, it could be eye opening to just like, think of like, oh, but what, maybe if you only stick to one group though, right? Everybody thinks the same. And maybe there's like this echo chamber thing that happens, right? So like it could stunt you in your life, and just being aware, not that you have to change anything, but there are like the limitations of just sticking to one group of people.
That
just exists versus not having a grounded group of people that you can go back to. There are cons with that too, right? You like, you don't develop like maybe long-standing relationships, or like you don't feel supported, things like that, right? So like there's
also like sometimes, like through my daily life at least, it's like, okay, work, you can definitely find people at work, you can build a relation, maybe at least one or two people that you like as a person that could blossom into a friendship. People that, if you're in a relationship, people that person knows. If you're not, your friends, people that they know, like going to a party, there's a bunch of different people, you know, like just through daily life. I'm like, wow, there's so many different people, and this person's interesting within this party. Maybe not everyone in this party is interesting, but that person's interesting, you know, but like we're all different, coming from different backgrounds and perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, I'm like, I don't know. Whenever I see those tribe articles, I'm like, it's like half of it is like, oh yeah, it's nice to find like-minded people. But at the same time, like it's also dangerous to only want to find like-minded people.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to say. Yes.
Two sides of the same coin.
Right. Two sides of the same coin. So, but the thing is, there were definitely times in my life I hung out a lot, like in college.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like in high school, nerdy, drama, jockey.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
In high school, it was just drinking buddies. Like, I had no other tribe.
That crossed my mind when you said yes, that.
No, we had a very similar
activity-based friendship.
But rooted in alcohol.
Yeah. Correct. Every Saturday night, you have
there's
right?
partying buddies.
Yes, and that became like my tribe. Yeah. I literally, that was the closest time.
And then you don't see them on any other day.
And you don't see any other people because at that moment, what was important was, you know, socializing.
Yeah.
Having fun.
Yeah.
Experiencing. So that was probably the closest I had to like a tribe.
Really?
Yeah,
what
in college.
What about the drama people?
Tribal
like,
people?
No, the drama. The drama people. Theater? Like you do a show for a full season?
Say,
show after show?
I would
what?
Say no because, so I made deep connections with certain drama people.
Interesting.
But I didn't hang out with everyone in the...
Not everyone, but like you didn't have like the people that you hung out with in your shows in theater.
Not as much as the drinking buddies. No, because Quan, was my priority.
Quan, clearly, his priorities were different.
The
that
ones
time.
In drama, the ones I hung out with more were the drinkers. Oh like, you know. So in that respect. But oh like the hardcore drama ones.
Wait,
like,
I was gonna ask. Not. I was gonna ask like, so what about like roommates? But I feel like you're gonna say, yeah, we drank together.
My roommates drank, and I became really good. To this day, my roommate, those two roommates, and I, we're close. Like we don't hang out a lot anymore because we all have our own lives.
Yeah.
But those are two of like two of my very closer friends.
Yeah.
I would say.
I get that. Yeah.
And it stemmed from drinking. But they were like. They happen to be two very
that's nice.
Amazing individuals.
That's very
right?
nice, yes.
And
yes.
the more you get to know them, the more you realize it goes deeper
it
than
goes
just
deeper.
Drinking.
That's cool. Right? See, that's an ideal. But imagine people who like you spend all this time on this activity base and then everyone's a dud.
I'd say like really one of them. The other one like I lost touch with, but one of them like he's Thai, like he's got I think the third kid now and he does come to visit New York.
That's cool.
I see him. He runs multiple restaurants. So before even Radiance, like we had that in common.
That's
like
cool. That's way cool.
You know, he's an immigrant. I'm an immigrant.
That's
like,
cool.
So that was one amazing relationship that blossomed from.
That's cool.
My roommates.
Have you kept your drinking party people, Mia? Or are they in the dust?
Most of them are
in the dust. Around. Okay.
No, they're not around. They're not around. But I mean, there are still some, like a few that we still
some of them,
of
course,
keep in
like,
touch
they'll,
with.
They'll, you know, you had such shared experiences, right?
Yes.
But that was close to like being a tribe.
What about, coming from a more introverted point of view.
Yes, I was going to say that. Yeah.
There are a lot of people who say they have social anxiety, right? And that kind of runs counter to the need of finding your tribe.
Right.
Indeed.
So then do you have like, what do you say as like an extrovert for people who are like maybe more timid, maybe a little bit more like unsure of like how they could go about finding a tribe?
I think it's what we said. I do think the activity based is where to go for if you are, because for example, you were saying like, oh, there's so many interesting people like to go talk. You're curious about this person, but I know there's a ton of people. They won't, even if they think someone's cool, even me sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't want to bother them or whatever. It is difficult to go Well, I will say I am also someone, I'm sure, I know Dan and I are people, we will cold go up to someone if we think they're cool.
For sure.
But there's plenty
like
of people.
Like, hey, exactly. Cool.
But there's plenty of people that like, it's like their worst nightmare, right? To do something like that.
Yeah.
And the only way that they could ever, speak to someone would be if they were doing an activity together.
That's right. And if somebody like approached them.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so I guess like two things. It's like activity based, I do think is the way to go. Even like nowadays, even like with friends, sometimes it is helpful just to like have something to do together.
Right.
Because like sometimes it's fun to do activities together. So do something together. Also, surround yourself with other extroverted people because they will do all the legwork for you.
That's right.
And so I think that that is a strategic way to be like, oh, this person talks to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Even if you don't like, sorry, this sounds bad, but like, even maybe you don't necessarily want to be friends with the extroverted person, but maybe they will connect you to someone you think is cool.
I always find like the funnest dynamic.
Latch on to them.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like in a group setting, you don't all want to be introverts and you don't all want to be extroverts. Yeah. You should have a mix. You know?
I agree. Yeah.
Then it makes it exciting.
Exactly. Like, I agree.
Otherwise, it's kind of weird. Like you're all like, like super like, let's go talk to people.
Well, there's also and you're a all range.
Like, or silent. Like people come by. Like
your social battery drains as the minute goes on.
Like you need a few.
The silence drains it more.
Like leakage in the battery.
Corrosion.
Everyone's like, okay.
Corroded battery.
Should we just go home? Okay, yeah, bye.
Oh my God. But yeah. So I think I liked the point about it's probably not going to be one. If it is one group for you, that is great. But there's just so many seasons life.
Especially there's like so many different people. You guys aren't in this boat. Yee's not in this boat. But like Yee's had girlfriends after they get married. The marriage isn't like that's normal. She still sees them. Then they became a mom. It's like, I don't see you ever. I'm going to hang out with other mommies.
Correct.
Because we now
That's the tribe that my sister is in right now. Yes. And her tribe is just getting bigger and bigger as time goes on.
And you can't
on.
Blame them, right? Because like, you don't have much time now. You're like literally taking care of a child.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you are, you run on your kid's schedule.
Right. Yeah. And so these other moms are on the same schedule.
That's right.
And now they're, that's stereotype so true. Like
it
you
was
see
so
on TV,
hilarious
like
because,
mommy
like,
group.
Recently, during Chinese New Year, mm-hmm. yeah, like you would go out and do a Chinese New Year dinner or lunch or whatever with your tribe, right? And when my sister sent me a picture of their Chinese New Year, she wasn't able to go this time because the whole house is sick. But in prior years, it was just like, if you see the progression, it's like getting bigger and bigger and there's more and more families that are part of this. And then it was also the funniest thing because it, like you give out your
hongbao.
Right.
Oh. Yeah. And then you have these like, moms were sitting in a row just like with a stack of red envelopes like ready to give them out and the kids are getting and it's they're having the best lives but
oh my God
it was so funny.
There's another like you've seen this too when you become a new couple or a couple and then you only hang out with other couples like I've seen that tribe go around too. It's like your single friends get pushed to the wayside and then I didn't do that. I'm just saying like I've seen that. Oh, that's kind of sad. So but like it's, you know, but then again,
can't blame
life
them because like
natural.
Yeah.
And that's why I tell people who are seeking one tribe, I'm like, just wait, because that tribe going to change.
It will change. It will change.
Right? Either you're the one that's exiting or somebody else is exiting and it's going to change.
Or you're the one who left your tribe. I don't know. Yeah. This is also possible.
Even in couples tribe, when that person has a kid and you don't, bye-bye, different tribe. When that person gets divorced, they're going to go to the divorce mommy's group.
Okay.
Divorce daddy's group.
No, divorce people will go back
exactly.
to the singles club.
So,
you know. I will say that on that note, though, I do think, like, if you have a great group of friends, appreciate your friends.
Exactly.
You know, like, yes, life changes. Priorities change. Yeah. Schedules change. And, like, you will see less of some people
And the
sometimes.
Times that you had before, like, those, you cherish those times more.
But some people will prioritize people. And so, like be appreciate that's like incredible. Like if you have an incredible friend, man, appreciate that person. Especially if like their life is also like so busy and they still make time for you, like that's incredible.
That's right.
So
I appreciate you both.
Thanks, man.
On that note,
I did not stop being friends with you just because I was in a relationship.
I know exactly.
And part two.
Exactly. Oh, my point.
Yes. Oh my god with that. Do we have
any
it?
Last
I think we covered
things
it.
About tribes?
How to find your people. I think covered it. Your tribe, like your group is going to change.
I think we're good. Yeah.
And there's a lot of different ways to find the people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let us know if you like that episode and we'll see you guys on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.